Governor Ventura returned from 3 days of meetings in Washington saying nothing much changed while he was gone. Even though the projected surplus grew by $229 million, Ventura says his priorities for the legislative session remain the same: a $470 million sales tax rebate, a cut in license tab fees, and spending more money on transportation and transit. He says it's a year for the legislature to concentrate on the bonding bill, not on big tax cuts and major spending initiatives.
I don't want to see any other significant legislation on my desk until they've adopted a responsible capital budget focused clearly on the state's priorities.
Never mind that both Republicans and Democrats have complained Ventura's bonding plan shortchanges rural Minnesota. House and Senate Republicans say tax cuts should be the focus of the session. They say the entire $1.8 billion surplus should be given back to taxpayers. At a rally outside the governor's office Tuesday, House Speaker Steve Swigum said Ventura isn't going nearly far enough.
We need permanent tax reductions. You know, rebates, schmebates, forget rebates. We got to reduce tax burden on the working people of the state of Minnesota.
Governor Ventura calls the demand for tax cuts election year politics. He says there's plenty of political cover for lawmakers who accept his plan to squirrel away more than $1 billion of the projected surplus with the promise of a major property tax cut next year.
I think I could run very good on what's been done. We gave back the largest income tax cut in the nation last year. We gave back the largest rebate in the United States history last year. We're giving back another rebate this summer.
House Republicans have proposed an $800 million income tax rate cut that the governor's office says can't be sustained in future years, and the DFLers say is unfair to low and moderate income Minnesotans. Senate DFLers have proposed a smaller income tax cut that increases the personal and dependent exemption, as well as a smaller license tab fee cut than Ventura's. Republicans say the Democrats' tax cut is far too small. There's been some talk of the Democrats and the Republicans trying to reach a separate deal on taxes and freeze out the governor at the end of the session by overriding a veto. But DFL Majority Leader Roger Moe says he doesn't want to do that.
Well, certainly the administration has to be engaged, and they have been engaged, and I'm confident they will be even more so as we move through all of this. We expect that. We want that. We intend to work with the administration to get a balanced approach.
Even Steve Swigum, away from the rally, says he wants to work with the governor. He says he's willing to compromise on the details of a tax cut, although he says he won't compromise on sending the entire surplus back to the taxpayers. And although the governor is no longer a member of the Reform Party, all sides at the Capitol are still trying to figure out how three-party government works. GOP House Majority Leader Tim Pawlenty says there's no rule book to play by.
It is a shifting game of two-on-one. You know, we've got some contrast with the governor, but I think the lesson we learned is if you got the governor on your side, you got a bit of an advantage.
Pawlenty says it may be harder to reach a deal with Senator Moe and other DFLers than with the governor. But right now, Ventura wants to sit on $1 billion, money he insists is nothing more than a projection. I'm Mike Mulcahy, Minnesota Public Radio, at the Capitol.